Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia. Network Asia.
Hey everyone, welcome to Kwentuhang Pilipina. If this is your first time hearing about us, we are a podcast and a community that aims to be a safe space for Filipinas to talk about all things books and business. I am your Sunshine Cleo, but you can just call me Cleo. I am the founder of Hiraya Pilipina and your host here at Kwentuhang Pilipina. Today, I am so excited to chat with a very special guest. She is the founder and creative director of The Creative Folk, a branding and design studio based here in the Philippines, but also caters to clients internationally. I personally met this very talented woman through Hiraya Pilipina, as she is also our social media strategist. Ka-age ko lang din siya, but very hustler din talaga. Kaya sobrang excited ako na mag-dive deeper sa kanya sa topics about creative burnout, about handling a business at a young age, and so much more. So without further ado, let's welcome Princess Punyo here at Kwentuhang Pilipina. Welcome, Princess!
Hello, everyone. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to be here. Grabe yung introduction, Cleo, ha?
So, ayan, finally, Princess. I'm so excited to chat with you. But before we dive deeper into the more serious topics, are you ready for a little icebreaker?
Sure.
Let's go. Okay, let's play Never Have I Ever. I'm sure you already know how this game goes.
Yes, yes.
Okay. So, first, never have I ever seen someone copy your styles without credit.
Actually, never. So that's really a good sign. Because I feel like our styles really depend on our clients and how they envision their brand to be. So ayun, never pa, thankfully.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Kasi diba, it's very common na dito talaga yung mga ganung gayahan, no? So, buti na lang, you haven't experienced that. And hopefully, di ba? Hopefully,
hopefully wala.
hopefully. All right. Next one. Never have I ever got discouraged to pursue branding and design. You can also explain further.
Yun nga, kasi I don't have formal education with graphic design at all. And I never claimed to be a professional naman. Ayun, but of course, our brand designers have formal education with this. And I feel like I do get discouraged kasi yung ibang mga branding and design studios out there, of course, they're way older than me and have more experience. So parang, I do compare myself sometimes, but I tend not to then.
That's very interesting. I want to talk with you more about this in the next few questions. Okay, but lastly, for a little icebreaker, ito. Never have I ever felt burned out, even if you're passionate about your work.
Of course, I have. And I feel like that's very normal naman. I feel like it's also a sign from your body na you need to rest. And I'm pretty sure na with creative burnout, napapagod talaga tayo physically, mentally, and even creatively then at some point. And I don't know. I feel like that's very human. So we don't have to feel bad when we get burnt out.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, you're handling a lot of responsibilities at all at the same time at such a young age. And speaking of creative burnout, no, let's dive deeper into that. Creative burnout is actually very common nowadays. Do you agree with that?
Mm-mm, that's so true.
Yeah. And as an experienced artist, can you share with us, how do you get out of it?
Personally, I feel like taking a break does help a lot. Because I feel like we experience creative burnout because we feel pressured to create something na super nice or like it's something we had in mind, but then it didn't turn out that way. So yun nga, I take a break. Or like sometimes if I still have the energy. I try to still create something, even if it's like not up to my standard. Because yun nga, I feel like there really is the pressure. And yun, pag tinanggal mo yung pressure na yun, mas, like, I feel like it paves way for more creative juices to flow na din.
Hey, Boss Besties! Yun ang official naming tawag sa inyo, ah, pati sa ating lumalaking community. Kaya, kamusta? Did you allow yourself to rest today? What act of self-care have you done lately? Kasi, Boss Besties, mental health is something so taboo yet so important. That is why as we welcome the Mental Health Month, let us advocate for our valid thoughts and feelings through the statement tees and tote bags from Hiraya Pilipinas' newest mental health collection. A percentage of our profit will be donated to our chosen NGO that provides premier mental health services. Let us heal our energy and tick off one self-care act today by indulging in premium products available on shopee.ph/hirayapilipina and www.wearhirayapilipina.com. Ooh, alam mo, may napanood ako sa TikTok recently. TikTok Academy. TikTok University. Na yung cause of procrastination din in relation to this is the pressure to create something perfectly. Kasi, pwede mo naman siyang gawin. Like, you know, you just want to execute it. Pero kapag may pressure, okay, you want to execute it perfectly. Doon ka nagtitend to procrastinate.
Yun nga, like, parang you have this vision in your head and once that vision isn't parang the same as your output, parang nade-discourage ka na talaga na bakit ganun nangyari, diba?
Do you have real-life examples talaga kung saan na-experience mo? Maybe an encounter with a client. Can you recall a situation like that?
Like, usually kasi we have timelines for a certain project, diba? And of course, you really have to stick to that timeline or else madedelay yung project. And I feel like it's a domino effect na rin for the rest of the clients for the month. So, ayun, like, yun nga, may pressure talaga to stick to a certain deadline. And when there's creative burnout, when I feel creative burnout, like, wala talaga, as in, wala akong magawa. Like, even the color or even sketching, like, walang-wala talaga. So, I was like, oh my God, bakit ba nangyayari to sa akin?
Felt. How do you get out of it? I mean, aside from taking a break, taking a rest, you mentioned na may timeline eh. May timeline. Mm-mm. Paano yun? How, like, minamadali mo ba yung pahinga mo? How does that work for you as an artist?
I feel like it's okay to rest. Pero give yourself a timeline also for resting. Hindi pwede, like, for the whole... For example, for the whole week, mag-rest ka lang, hindi. Like, maybe take a few days. And then after that, once you're re-energized, ayun, like, continue to do work na.
You just take what you need, no? Pero huwag mong sobrahan.
Huwag. Grabe na yun.
Alright. You mentioned about the timeline that you have with your clients. And I'm very curious. Can you explain the process? Kahit very quickly lang. Process of your work with clients or how the creative folk manages its process, basically. Can you share it with us?
Okay, so basically it all starts from Instagram since it is our main platform for like communicating. But we also have TikTok, which is, of course, mainly for promotion. So ayun, they inquire there. We give them an email to fill up the files. And then, ayun, we communicate na through email. And then our timeline is usually like 2 to 3 weeks, ganon. Like, that's best case scenario, of course. Because sometimes it does go beyond that, depending on the client's availability and ours also. So, I really try to stick to that timeline and then coordinate with the designers na rin with the client's needs.
And then afterwards, once you gave the drafts to the clients and they gave their comments, what happens after?
We revise it. We actually have like pitching calls, ganon, and the client can actually say their comment in that call, and we'll try to revise it in the call itself also, just to save time.
Ang galing. On the spot. On the spot.
Yeah, on the spot. Para ano, kasi yun nga, very tight talaga yung timeline and schedules.
Yeah, that's really cool. Grabe. Wala kasi ako. Yung pagka-creative ko kasi, hindi in that aspect. Kaya sobrang cool talaga when I'm speaking to designers and artists like you. Moving forward, no, despite all these challenges that you mentioned, how did the creative folks succeed and even reach international clients? That's so cool, eh? Kasi, you know, what are your tips for starting clients or studios out there?
So, I really agree with yung despite the challenges, because there were really a lot of challenges. Oh my God, especially at the start. And until now, there is. So, of course, being someone who oversees everything, it does get very overwhelming. I'm sure you can relate then, Cleo, with HP and HS. So, ayun, that's like one of my problems then right now that I'm still trying to solve. And then, what I do is I take it one by one, one step at a time. Because if I try to solve all the problems in one go, like, I don't think that's very productive of me. Because I'm going to end up overwhelmed. So, yun, take it one step at a time.
Can you share pala muna first yung mga challenges na na-encounter nyo sa The Creative Folk?
Yun nga, being, I feel like my age really is one of the biggest challenges. It's not that I don't disclose it, but of course, when the clients ask, I'll be transparent with them that I'm just 19 years old. And even though I'm 19, I have a very experienced team with me. That's why I did hire people who are very experienced and in graphic design and have backgrounds as well. So, ayun, I feel like there's, I don't know the exact term for it, pero yung discrimination with the age na parang, you're this age lang pala, why are you running a studio na, ganito, ganyan. So, ayun, that was one of the biggest challenges talaga.
Oh, I can actually totally relate with it. Pero kasi, ewan ko, hindi ko siya tinitingnan as a disadvantage. Because, honestly, if you look at the other side of the coin naman, there is an unfair advantage for us very young people who are in this industry. And sometimes people find that cool.
Actually, like when I interview someone, they really get surprised na, wow, you're 90 lang pala, ganyan. Like, yes, just me.
Simpleng tao lang.
Oo, ako lang talaga, guys.
Alright, so you mentioned that. What that's one of your challenges, no? Your age as a young creative artist and entrepreneur. Now, for a fact, creative folk succeeded and reached international clients. Balik tayo dun. So, how did that happen? Like, how did the creative folk succeed and reach that level despite your challenges?
So, my studio actually is purely online. And with that, there are pros and cons. And I feel like one of the major pros talaga is that you can reach people from any part of the world. Yeah. And as I said earlier, TikTok really played a huge role to our promotion and the growth of the business. Since one of our viral videos actually, it reached almost like 500,000 views. Love. Tapos if you, tapos if you look at the comments, like, iba-iba na yung language. Like, nagulat talaga ako. And when I ask our international clients, like, where they found us, usually they would say TikTok talaga.
It's great. TikTok opens a lot of opportunities.
Yes, my gosh.
Yeah, so with that being said, what are your tips for starting artists or studios out there?
I feel like first, of course, is to have a good social media strategy. I'm not saying that whatever works for me will work for you also. Right. So it's like you learn as you go talaga with this social media strategy. And then, of course, make sure that it does cater to your specific audience. And the second tip that I would give to them is to, if like you have the money na and resources, is hire a team talaga. Like, I cannot explain like the growth of the studio talaga. It was exponential ever since I hired more people into the team. And yun nga, as I said earlier, I really can't do everything by myself. Like, I admit to that. And it's totally okay to ask for help from other people.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like, a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
If I may ask, how many are you in your team?
We are 6, including me, and all women.
I love. Yes. I love that. Grabe, so let's talk about that for a very very quick lang, no? Yung pag-hire ng team. Kasi marami nagsasabi na kapag, you know, maliit ka pa lang na business, ikaw muna mag-isa gumawa lahat. And it's true. Kasi, kumbaga, investment din yung people eh, yung employees na i-hire mo, no? So, how are you able to delegate that to others? What made you push na, you know what, kailangan ko nang mag-delegate. I need to start building a team.
Well, to be honest, I'm actually a micromanager talaga. Like, I like to do yun nga, a lot by myself. And yun nga, I have a certain vision in mind and I want it as soon as possible. So sometimes I tend to do that task na talaga. But then, ayun, I learned to let go and trust other people na talaga with that. So I started out by asking help from my friends. So they were like the first members of the team. And then, yun, super grateful for them. And then, after a while, I decided to expand pa.
Okay.
And, yeah, to what we have now. 6 beautiful women in our team.
Yeah, that's really great. And ang saya, no? Ang saya kayong mag-build ng team, especially if you learn to let go. I just want to emphasize that term, to let go. Kasi minsan, as a micromanager, as a perfectionist, minsan, kapag nakapag-hire ka na, you can't seem to let go eh. Iba pa yung nag-hire ka sa ni-let go mo na talaga. Oh my gosh. And that's really great na you learn to do it because it would really help you as the founder, as the owner, focus on other things na makapag-grow ng business. Mm-mm. So, speaking of Binance, pinagsaming business at Binance.
What a new term kaya? New term yan.
Speaking of business and finance for young adults, I want to ask you, Princess, what inspired you to start a business at an early age?
So, ayun nga, like, TCF started out as a passion project. So, ever since high school, I really was really passionate about graphic design. And it started off as a small commissions account. So like, I would sell just logos, just cards. Ganun. So I would define them as commissions talaga. And the reason why I started that was because I really needed to buy myself a new phone. Because the phone, so that was my first ever parang big girl purchase. Okay. My phone that I have now, this one. Because before that, my phone was iPhone 6 now for 5 years. So, grabe, like, di na talaga kaya nung phone ko na yun. Like, bigla na lang namamatay out of nowhere. Tapos yung... So, I was like, okay, I have to do something. And I didn't want to... Because, you know, it was like the height of the pandemic. So, of course, everyone was struggling, especially with livelihood. And I didn't wanna ask that from my parents pa. Okay. So, I did it myself na lang. So ayun, once I got my new phone, I was like, parang there's a really big opportunity here, ha. Mm-hmm. Especially since there's a lot of new businesses, diba, recently. So I was like, okay, I'll continue this. And yeah, fast forward to what we have now.
It's really great. And I love how honest you are that you just, you know, you started that business because you need a new phone. Like, that direct, that straightforward. And sometimes, gumagawa na lang talaga ang tadhana ng ways for us
that's
to connect
so true.
Us with our purpose and our passion, no? It's really great. So, well, I'm sure it's an obvious answer, but I still want to ask you, do you think it's worth it to pursue your passion project?
Yes, 100% talaga. Because I feel like starting a business, you have to go do it with a mindset na it's not all about the money. You get me?
All right.
At the end of the day, a business cannot succeed without passion talaga. Because it gets tough, ha? Like, I feel like a lot of people see parang the good side lang of having a business, which is yun nga, you're earning money. But then, there are also bad, I mean, not bad sides naman, but it's a pro and con thing talaga. And parang yung panlaban mo talaga with all these cons are your passion, and it is what will keep you going, diba?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you can relate, Cleo. Oh my gosh. You're like my idol talaga in business career.
Ano ba? Lodi cakes. Ang ganda. Alam mo, totoo talaga yung passion na yan eh. Lalo na kasi kapag bata ka pa lang, ang lakas ng passion sa atin. Feeling ko ah. And kaya sobrang gusto ko rin to talk with older entrepreneurs. Kasi alam mo na nandito sila sa business for 10, 15 years. Kasi gusto nila. You know, they stayed because of passion. Anyway, on the other side of passion naman is the tough part of the business. I mean, finances, handling a team, pasweldo. Nagpapasweldo ka? Ikaw yung napapasweldo.
Yes. Oh my God. I feel like Oprah every 30th of the month talaga. Like, ito yung salary mo. Ito salary mo.
No, but it's true. Same. Yes. Diba? So, I want to dive deeper into that. How do you handle money matters? Especially when the business just started booming.
So I was, you know, if you guys didn't know, I was actually telling Cleo this the other day, but that I only realized now, because before what I used to do, it was such a bad practice, was that I did not separate my personal finances from my business finances. And yun, buto na lang I realized, and I did watch some YouTube videos about it. So, sinaseparate pala talaga yun. So now I have separate accounts for everything. And ayun, like, I'm taking things more seriously now with my money since, yeah, it's money. You worked hard for it. So you have to take it seriously. Like, it's not just numbers on a spreadsheet. It's actual money. Tapos, ayun, it's still a work in progress the way I handle my money. I'm not gonna say na it's perfect na I have a routine and I have a, I don't know, with it. It's still really a work in progress. I'm still learning.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
And I'm still searching on ways to handle it more efficiently talaga. I'm not the queen of finance naman. Diba? So, ayun. I still have a long journey with money and handling it properly.
What are some concrete tips that you can give? Like, one to three concrete tips on handling finances as a small business.
I feel like, as a small business, I feel like, yun nga, like what Leo said, invest on the people in your team. Mm-hmm. So since my business is service-based, it involves less people than a product-based business like Clio. So mm-hmm. wala kaming logistics, mga deliveries, mm-hmm. products, ganon. So it's really simpler than a product-based business. So right now, my biggest investment are the people in my team. So ayun, like it's not really, I mean, it is complicated, but it is simpler than product-based businesses.
It's really, that's interesting. Ang service-based na siya.
Mag-service-based? Oo nga, mas madali.
Madali pala, sabi ni Prince.
Oo. Hindi ko maalam. Like, I really don't know how you handle finances, Cleo. Kasi ngayon pa nga lang, like, with service-based, mm-hmm. medyo na, na ako sa, Pero, yeah, like, I'm really amazed with how you handle your own finances and with Hiraya's also.
Mm-hmm. Ito lagi ako binabola. Binabola na siya sa akin dito sa podcast, ha?
Pa-promote na lang, joke.
Love that. Narating tayo dyan. Yes.
Hi!
Okay. Now, I want to ask, related pa rin doon, just a follow-up question. Since you started earning your own money and you finally mm-hmm. got your big girl purchase, your own phone, alam mo yon, you know, did you feel unsure? Or were you excited? How was it? How was the feeling of finally earning your own hard-earned money at a young age?
Well, of course, I was excited because, you know, I can buy stuff na on my own. Because me, personally, I do like to online shop. I find happiness in material things talaga.
Oh, material girl.
Mm-mm, yeah, so I was really excited. But at the same time, there is that responsibility na talaga na parang I'm adulting now, so I have to take things seriously and be more disciplined, especially with my finances.
Mm-hmm. Lastly, Princess, now before we end this conversation, for all aspiring artists, YouTubers, creatives, CEOs, kung ano pa yan out there, who are afraid to take that first step, why should they take the risk like you did?
I think that they should take the risk because me personally, I believe in YOLOing your life talaga. Mm-hmm. And I feel like wala din namang mawawala sa'yo if you do take that risk. And the future is very uncertain. So why not? You know, either way, if the outcome is good or bad, you'll still parang learn a lesson from it then. So I feel like it's beneficial either way. And look at me now, diba? I took that risk. Oh my God.
Ah, love it. May pa ano tayo. Living example.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Really nice. It was a really nice conversation, Princess. Before we end, do you want to promote anything to the podcast? Where can our listeners see you?
Oh my gosh. Okay, so of course, I do have a branding studio, like what we said earlier, The Creative Folk. So you can find us on all social medias at We Are The Creative Folk. Yeah. Yay. Thank you, Cleo.
Yeah. Okay, to conclude this episode, what stayed with me? I want to share what stayed with me from my Kwentuhan with Princess. First is about rest. Rest. No, kapag may creative burnout tayo, you need to rest. Pero sobrang natutuwa talaga ako sa sinabi niya na huwag mo masobrahan. Yung sakit, take what you need. But, you know, everything naman na sobra is also bad. So, you take what you need. You take some rest. It's such a great reminder overall, no? The second thing is to learn how to let go. Let go. Alam niyo, sobrang grabe yung term na yun eh. Especially kapag nag-handle ka ng business, ang hirap mag-let go. Kasi parang baby mo to eh. Baby mo to. Tapos, you will trust other people in your business. It's really hard, but it's necessary. And lastly, is to invest on people. I love how intentional Princess is in hiring each member of her team. She's very strategic with it as well. And I learned a lot. I learned a lot from this one. Kayo ba, listeners? What stayed with you? Please do not forget to share the podcast to your Instagram stories and tag us at Kwentuhang Pilipina at We Are The Creative Folk
and yours truly at Your Sunshine Cleo on What Stayed With You. Anong nanatili sa inyo from our Kwentuhan. Please join us on our Facebook group and Telegram, Kwentuhang Pilipina Community, at doon natin ituloy itong kwentuhan. Special thanks to our managing editor, Aliana Patrimonio, and this podcast is brought to you by Hiraya Pilipina and Podcast Network Asia. This has been Your Sunshine Cleo, and I will be back for more Kwentuhan every Monday on major podcast platforms. So please do not forget to follow us on Spotify, Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook, Kwentuhang Pilipina.
Bye!
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.